With this KLAM Sports Update for this Thursday, September 7th, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming your way tonight here on KLAM Radio with online audio at KLAM1410.com, Lamar's Community Volleyball looks for their first win in MRAC play as they host the Yellow Jackets of Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson. We'll have all the action for you. Pre-game scheduled to get started around 6:45. First serve will follow at about 7 o'clock. Again, all the action of Bulldog Volleyball is right here on KLAM Radio with online audio found on our website as well at KLAM1410.com as the Bulldogs take on the Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson Yellow Jackets. To some basketball news. Yes, basketball during the fall. Hinton Community School alum Jay Small has signed with KB Tutaduras of the Albania Basketball Federation Superliga, which is the highest division of professional basketball in Albania. Duras, the city in Albania, one of the oldest cities, and it sits along the coast of the Adriatic Sea. KB Teuta is one of the oldest teams in Albania, going all the way back to 1925. That franchise has won 4 Superliga titles and is coming off a 15-5 season last year. Of course, Small, Hinton fans know him well in pretty much every sport, had a decorated high school career in basketball, becoming the program's leader in points with nearly 1,900 and assists with 458. He was a 2-time All-State selection. Small also averaged 24 points, 6 assists, and 6 rebounds his senior year, leading Hinton to an 18-5 record. And if that wasn't good enough for you, he also was an All-Stater twice in football while lettering in golf and baseball as well. Then on to his collegiate career, where he started at Kirkwood Community College and then transferred to Northwestern in Orange City, where he made an immediate impact for the Red Raiders. He was a 3-time All-Conference performer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference while being part of 2 national tournament teams at Northwestern. Small ended his career as one of 49 Red Raiders to eclipse the 1,000 point mark in their career. Then, with 1 graduate year of eligibility, Small transferred to Benedictine University Mesa in Mesa, Arizona. He played in all 30 games that year for the Red Hawks and averaged 13.5 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists a game. He was named the California Pacific Conference All-Conference team, and his 409 points that year were the 3rd most scored in a single season in Red Hawk history. He was crucial for that national tournament run with Ben U Mesa. He scored a game-high 25 points in a conference tournament first-round win against Antelope Valley. He then saved the Red Hawks' season and propelled them to the national tournament with a game-tying made a 3-pointer as time expired against Simpson University to force overtime. Then the Red Hawks went on to win that contest. So Small is set to join KB Teuta in Albania this week to start preseason team activities. Games will be starting in early October in Albania. But once again, Hinton Community alum Jay Small getting a great opportunity. He signs a professional basketball contract to play in Albania this season. Best of luck to Jay and his opportunity to continue his basketball career at a pretty high level, the highest level in Albania. Just some more sports news for football. The Associated Press released their latest rankings earlier this week, and let's take a look at those with another week of football coming up tomorrow. We'll start in Class 8 player, where Gladbrook Rhinebeck is the number 1 team in the state in 8-man football. Waco of Wayland is number 2. Cam of Anita ranked number 3. Lennox and Winfield Mount Union are in a tie for 4th this week. Remsen St. Mary's, despite a 48-0 win over Siouxland Christian, dropped from 1st to 6th in the rankings. Grettinger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire is ranked number 8 this week. Over to Class A, where West Hancock is the near-unanimous number 1 team in the state. Linville Sully, number 2. Woodbury Central's ranked number 3. Lisbon took the other first-place vote. They're ranked number 4. North Lynn comes in ranked number 5. Logan Magnolia, of course, in Kingsley Pearson and Woodbury Central's district there. They are ranked number 7 in Class A football this week. In Class 1A, we find Grundy Center as the number one team in the state. MFL Marmac is ranked number two. HSTW number three. Columbus Community in Waterloo is ranked number four. South Hamilton is ranked number five. And no other area schools of note in the 1A rankings. In Class 2A, Central Lyon George Little Rock is the number one team in the state. Van Meter's number two. West Lyon checks in at number three. Western Christian comes in at number four. Clarinda rounds out the top five at number five. Cherokee comes in ranked number seven. And Sheldon ranked number nine. Spirit Lake is four out of the top 10 receiving votes. In Class 3A, Williamsburg is number one. Mount Vernon two. Nevada three. Humboldt and Creston in a tie for fourth. Webster City's ranked number six. Bishop Heelan and Boyden Hall Rock Valley, the two teams right there outside of the top 10. Of course, we'll see the Nighthawks coming up tomorrow night as they take on Lamar's Community. In Class 4A, Haydel, DeSoto, Minburn, and North Scott are tied for the number one spot in the state. Norwalk's number three, Western Dubuque four, and North Polk ranked number five. Then at number nine, we find the Lamar's Bulldogs finally getting into the top 10 of the Associated Press poll. And again, they will take that number nine ranking into a matchup with Boyden Hall Rock Valley this week. No other area schools in the 4A rankings. Finally, in Class 5A, Southeast Polk is ranked number one, Dowling Catholic two, Linmar and Cedar Rapids Prairie ranked number three each. Bettendorf is ranked number five. Sioux City East is outside the top 10 receiving votes. You can check out the entire listing of Associated Press rankings by logging on to our website. That's KLEM1410.com. And on the sports schedule for today, a ton of volleyball and some golf in the Missouri River Activities Conference. We'll start with MRAC volleyball, though. The only conference matchup of the night features our contest that we'll bring you here on KLEM. Lamar's Community hosting Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson. Pre-game scheduled to get going around 6:45 with first serve to follow at about 7. Sioux City West is at South Sioux City and Cherokee's at Sioux City North in some non-conference matchups. In Puerto Conference volleyball tonight, South O'Brien comes into town to take on Galen Catholic. George Little Rock heads to Akron for a matchup with the Westerners of Akron Westfield. Remsen St. Mary's heads north to take on Harris Lake Park. An all-area matchup as MMCRU is at Hinton, and Hartley Melvin Sanborn is at West Sioux. In the Western Valley Conference, it's OABCIG at Storm Lake in a non-conference matchup. And there's some MRAC boys golf triangulars at Sun Valley Golf Course today. Sioux City West takes on the Council Bluffs schools, and Bishop Heelan takes on Sioux City East and North in MRAC Boys Golf. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. And don't forget to tune in tonight to high school volleyball. Lamar's Community host Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson. You can hear it all later tonight at about 7 o'clock right here on KLEM Radio. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.